2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 1:36 p.m. If you've missed any part of the show, Brett McMurphy interview, it's on our podcast feed. We're at the midway point of the program. Coming up in hour number three, we'll have Brett Pine, BYU Football Director of Communications, to preview BYU Media Day and also talk about the history of BYU Media Day, which takes place coming up on Thursday. It's the 10th. BYU Media Day that's happened for the program. So it's pretty cool. It's a nice milestone for the program to have Media Day coming up on Thursday. And we'll be down there on location talking to the coaches and players and really looking forward to that. So Brett Pine coming up in hour number three. But right now, got to get to the top five.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
It's the Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5 brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Big BYU guys, so if you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. Love those guys. And now another guy we love, Dallin Kraft, longtime producer here at Cougar Sports Saturday, the maestro of the Top 5, and he's putting a couple Top 5 victories on his belt the last couple weeks.
Well, I'm not trying to, you know. The purpose of the game isn't for me to win, but sometimes, you know, sometimes it happens like that. So you kind of brought this up earlier. Today's June 12th, right? 12 weeks away from the start of the season.
iPhone 12 in my hand.
iPhone 12 there. We 12 teams in the playoff expansion, but I've got another 12 for you. How about 12 receiving touchdowns? That's what freshman tight end Isaac Rex had last season. Big season for Isaac Rex, who sort of emerged, put himself on the map. He's going to be a big target for whoever the starting quarterback's going to be this year, and I think he's going to get those targets, especially in the red zone. You look at where he's at after one season, 12 receiving touchdowns, he could end up in the record books. He's well on his way to join some of these lists, and today's list is the top five in career receiving touchdowns at BYU. This obviously includes wide receivers, tight ends, any pass catchers. And, you know, I was looking at Isaac Rex, and it's like, man, a couple good seasons, and, I mean, he could be right up there. He's well on his way. So we're going to go through that, the top five in career receiving touchdowns.
Media Day cannot come soon enough because I need an updated almanac. So
that's so true.
That is very true. Yes. Yeah, that would
That'd be so sweet. I love the PDF last year. It was great, but I need that hard copy, that spiral binding. Anyway, Dallin, let's go.
Yeah, let's start with Matt this week. Matt, what is your first guess?
Wow, there's so many options here. You could go so many different directions. My heart is telling me Cody Hoffman's on this list.
Well, your heart's correct. He is number one.
Oh, yes,
so,
let's go.
How about that? 33 touchdowns during his time. At BYU, obviously, he is he's up there in a lot of those categories. I mean, single season, you look at that 2012 season with 100 receptions, 1,200 yards. He had multiple seasons with double-digit touchdowns, 10 receiving touchdowns in 2011 and then 11 in 2012.
And I thought there was going to be a game in his career where he had double-digit receiving touchdowns in a game. Remember that right. game against New Mexico State?
Yes. Five touchdowns in that game.
The yeah. James Lark game?
Yes.
Yes.
That was the game where you said, I don't ever want to hear about being bad in practice ever again. Because if you come out and just sling it like this, accurate, yep. dropping dimes, you better get on the field.
It raised so many questions about earlier in the year because, like, oh, you know, what could have been maybe? But, yeah, Cody Hoffman was a stud. Like, that guy was so good. And I always point to just sometimes the recruiting flaws. Like, you know, I love the recruiting, Matt. It's like that guy was offered by BYU and Sacramento State. And I remember seeing him at BYU, like, in 2009. I'm thinking, who's that guy? Like, in fall camp and thinking, that guy looks impressive, and sure enough, he ended up being amazing at BYU. Heck of a career for Cody Hoffman.
No doubt. All right, to you, Mitch.
I'm going to go with Austin Colley.
Yes, another good guess. He's number two here on this list. 30 touchdowns in the career of Austin Colley. Played those three seasons, right? One pre-Mission 04, and then the 07, 08, 2008, that big season where he had 15 touchdown receptions. That's tied for the most in a single season in BYU history with Clay Brown from 1980. So obviously that big year, you know, plays a huge role there. But 30 touchdowns for Austin Colley.
Yeah, Austin Colley was a monster, and I always think Zach Colley. Shout out to Zach for getting Austin to BYU because I think he was going to go to Stanford. I think he was set on going to the Cardinal, and then he's like made a late official visit to BYU, and he's the best to ever do it. Hands down, best wide receiver in BYU football history, and he's a legend.
All right, back to Matt.
It's our first time being in the studio together in a long time, and you know you have to pay attention to the little things in this show. And Mitch was over there stroking his beard by the name of Clay Brown. So I'm just gonna get that out of the way now. Clay Brown.
Yeah, I baited you into it.
Ah! A little gamesmanship here.
Yes,
I like
sir.
It. You know, Clay Brown had the big one season, but yeah, he is not even in on the top 10 here on this on these receiving touchdowns. So not quite, but a good guess.
Clay Brown was seen in like a random exotic location with Jim McMahon a couple months ago. I was like, that is awesome. It was the day of the Miracle Bowl anniversary, like the 40-year anniversary. I was like, that's sweet. Let's see. I'm going to go with Eric Drage.
There we go. We're rolling right down the list here. That's number three all-time at BYU. 29 receiving touchdowns for Eric Drage, and had a nice career early 90s era of BYU. Had a couple seasons with back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons, back-to-back double-digit touchdowns for him in 91 and 92, and put in a nice career for BYU.
I'm pretty sure he's still playing minor league football. If you're out there, Eric, listening, shout out to the Wasatch Rev, the Wasatch Revolution. I think he's still holding it down, playing some minor league football with Charlie Peterson and all those cats. But yeah, Eric Drage, you wouldn't suspect that guy's an alpha, a wide receiver one, but he was a stud with Ty Detmer. Yeah, Eric Drage was awesome.
All right, we go to Matt.
Let's go with a tight end for once, huh? Dennis Pitta.
Oh, wow.
Pitt is a good guess, but he does not end up here on this list.
Interesting. How about let's go with Margin Hooks?
Okay. Another good guess there.
Gordon Hudson?
How about Glenn Kozlowski? Okay.
Both of the last two names, by the way, top 10 guys, but not quite reaching
that. Kozlowski and Hudson?
Kozlowski and Hudson, yeah.
Matt Bellini?
Okay. Let's think about this here for a second. How about we go, I'm trying to think here. Phil Odell.
Oh,
yeah, boy! Oh!
Phil Odell!
Listen, so I, you know, I got to go give the list to Dave beforehand. We sort of discuss it, and he was like, I told him, I was like, this is going to be the one at the end where they, how do you guess this guy? When we go into the 60s, you guys never get that, but Phil Odell.
Yes.
Mitch from the top rope. Look at that.
Yes. Wow. Him and I want to guess the other one. Golden Richards?
Okay.
Phil Odell. Like he was like, I think one of the first All-Americans in BYU history, I want to say, and I think his daughter helps out with the football program today as like a assistant, like at the watching, make sure no intruders come into practice. So yeah, Phil Odell, a legend, a BYU great, kind of before like the Tommy Hudspeth era of BYU football when Mark Lyons was slinging the rock.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Yeah, played 65-67 as BYU Hall of Famer, ended up in the NFL with the Detroit Lions, played a little over three seasons. That was a great pull, and that's a...
He's done it.
That's a dub on the top five, Mitch.
Wow.
Thank you.
Look at that.
I'm excited about that. Back in the studio, so it feels like the first real win since March 2020.
I do have to add the final name on this list. Yeah. Phil Odell, fourth. 25 touchdowns for him. Fifth, Mitch Matthews.
Oh, wow.
24 career touchdowns for Mitch Matthews.
You know, it's interesting you say Mitch Matthews because I was thinking, okay, after Cody Hoffman, there's been no one.
Yep.
There's been no one that's sniffing that top five.
Right.
That's amazing. Like, Mitch Matthews, do we have to reevaluate his significance in his BYU career? Because
of the Hail Mary catch against Nebraska.
I mean, he was statistically pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize he was top five.
Absolutely. And he had albeit a brief stint in the NFL, but I mean, he was on the fringe of being an NFL type receiver.
Yeah, he's with the Dolphins and the Vikings for a little bit. So, yeah, interesting. Mitch Matthews, he was dang good. Like, that, what was it, 2015 season, his senior year. And I like, too, how Mitch Matthews, before the pandemic, like 2019, he was at like every BYU game on the sideline, the Tennessee game. I'm wearing my lucky shirt. Like, he loves BYU football. That's a big thing to me. Like, I love when the alums still stay invested in the program and they care about BYU football, the program today, because it could be easy to say, you know what, hey, Kalani wasn't my coach. I don't care. Like, it's just not the same, but he still cares. And, like, that's awesome.
And he played with a lot of quarterbacks, too. So we're talking his whole senior year was mostly Tanner. He had some Christian Stewart in there as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in theory, he should have played it mostly with Taysom, but because of the injuries, he saw a lot of different QBs.
Yeah, that is a great point. That's a great list. Dallin, good stuff there. Big shout-out to you. Follow Dallin on Twitter. Lil Thoint. Still is it Lil Thoint?
Yes.
Lil Thoint.
I don't think it'll change, I'm going to be honest.
Top 5 always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. They're BYU MBAs, BYU fans. So hit them up at econpartners.com. We're taking a break. On the other side, we'll get some more of your texts. And also,
there's a good one, too.
BYU football and where they fit in the 12-team playoff. We'll talk about it next. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story, the struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.